Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls Americans hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week, we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy yourselves, folks, and learn about our team. So tonight, folks, we have number 43, Ty Brander. Good evening, Ty.
Hello. Good, yourself?
How you enjoying Great Falls?
Oh, I love it here. It's pretty close, similar to my hometown. I'm only 5 hours away, so. But, like, it's love it here. It's fun.
Where are you from?
I'm from Airdrie, Alberta. It's like Calgary, but 15 minutes away from Calgary. It's just a smaller town. Okay. Yeah.
You're just across the border from us, yeah.
Yeah, only 5 hours away.
Which in the state of Montana isn't much.
No, I'm one of the closest, I think, to here.
Yep. So tell us about yourself.
I'm 18. I play hockey for 13 or 14 years now. I'm a defenseman. This is my first year here in Great Falls playing for the Americans. Yeah. About it.
Well, you said you come from Airdrie. What were some of the teams you played for up there?
So my whole career I played for the Airdrie Lightning. It's just like our hometown team. Like, so it's kind of hard to explain, but there's no like high school hockey really there. It's more academy hockey, which is kind of, I guess, similar to high school hockey, but in the sense that there's no, like, high schools attached to hockey. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because every time I've looked somebody up on, like, Elite Prospect, there's no information about your school hockey teams.
No. So most of them are going to be playing club hockey. So, like, AAA, AA, whatever.
Okay. Well, that makes sense now.
Yeah, there is, like, the CSSHL, the Canadian Sports School Hockey League, which is, like, the closest we have to high school hockey, and it's basically high school hockey, but it's called, just instead of high school hockey, it's kind of, like, more academies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started playing when you was around 4 or 5?
Yeah, like, yeah, 4 or 3 years old, yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory from during that time?
A good one, I guess, is when I was really young. I was an Adam, and I always had the number 17 when I was younger. And when... as you go up, so usually the higher numbers are bigger jerseys, and I'm obviously not a big kid. If you see me in person, I'm not big. So 17 was a really big jersey, and so it wasn't going to fit. And so I had to go down to, like, number 2, and I was really mad about it. I really did not want to switch, but I was forced to switch by my parents, and I scored 2 goals that game. And it's been my lucky number ever since. It's pretty much been my number ever since that year.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, you started in a hockey. I mean, obviously, being from Canada, I mean, that's kind of almost an okay for a lot of kids.
Yeah. I started it. So I started. When I was like 3, I did this kind of just skating for fun thing where you just kind of, like, there was no hockey part. It was just learning how to skate, doing like random drills, but it like had nothing to do with hockey. And then I think I told my mom I wanted to play hockey the next year, and I've played hockey ever since. But what pretty much got me into hockey was, I don't even, like, probably just watching it all the time.
Okay. Who's your favorite team?
The Vancouver Canucks.
The Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. My mom's from BC, so that's why.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, just cheers for them.
Who's your favorite player?
Quinn Hughes on Vancouver.
Quinn Hughes. We just watched. Was it last night we was watching him? They played last night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did against the Islanders.
He had some really nice moves last night.
Oh, yeah. He, I think, is tied for first in points as a defenseman in the whole league. Vancouver's good this year, surprisingly, or has been.
Yeah, I know. They beat my Predators here a while back.
Yeah, I watch every game while I do some schoolwork.
We try to watch as much as we can.
Yeah.
So do you see hockey in your future?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope, like, my goal is to, like, get recognized by some colleges, hopefully go and attend there.
Okay. What are you wanting to go to college for?
So right now I'm doing online school for business, but I'd hope to get, like, an actual degree out of it. So, like, I'm hoping to actually go to school and get a degree. Because right now it's just kind of these, like, small courses that don't – I just, like, introduction to management.
Oh, okay.
It's just online. So, like, I'm hoping to actually go get a degree, like, out of school.
Any particular discipline in business?
Not really. Just business in general.
Just general?
Yeah, just everything about a business, I guess. I kind of just want to learn about everything and then hopefully start up my own business eventually when I'm older.
Okay. Any thoughts on what kind of business?
I've thought of a couple. Like, I really like, obviously, sports, so maybe a sports business of some kind, or maybe I'm really good at graphic designing, so maybe that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've given a couple of thoughts, but it's not things like really secure, I guess.
Right. Well, you're still young.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but you hope to continue playing hockey or just being involved in hockey or?
Yeah, like I definitely want to continue playing hockey for as long as I possibly can. So, who knows what the future holds? See?
Well, this is true. This is true.
Yep.
So, you touched on your size a while ago. How does, at 5'6", how does it affect your playing out there? I mean, obviously, you've got to be, you don't have the physicality, so you got to be a little bit quicker than the bigger guy.
Yeah, so people always ask me this question, and it's hard to explain. Because it's just how I've played my whole life. But I guess the best way I can put it is, like, I can't, like, I have to be really smart on my decisions. And I have to be quicker than the bigger guys.
Right.
Because in a one-on-one drill, the bigger guy's obviously going to out-muscle me. So I have to figure out and outsmarten, I guess, the opponent to see – or try to win.
So yeah, you have to. You've got to have a little bit higher hockey IQ than the opponent.
Yeah.
So that you can see the play unfold and know.
Yeah, I almost gotta like know what. I have to kind of see the play before it unfolds, so I can kind of put myself in the best situation possible without trying to get hurt.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that's, you know. There's an old adage about, you know, about work. It's called work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, so yeah.
Definitely applies to you in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, my whole life I've been smaller than everyone, mostly. So, I don't know. I don't really, like, I don't fear bigger people that are on the ice. Like, I really don't care if you're 6 foot. Like, cool. I'm still going to work my hardest to try to beat you. In every aspect, because I've acclimated to it so much in my life, just being smaller than everyone. So it's really just nothing new, just ordinary.
Well, and that's the thing about there. I mean, there's a trade-off there because, you know, you get somebody like Joe Bushman or Sam Dillmeyer or, you know, one of them big guys. They're going to be a little bit slower, so you can definitely move quicker around them. I mean, they've got obviously got the physical nature where they can out-bustle you. But, it's all a trade-off. You know, you got to
It's funny you say Sammy and Joey. It's funny that you say Sam and Joe. I always just wish I had their reach. They're so much taller. I just wish they had their reach, man. It'd be so nice.
Yep. Well, I always wished I was like 6'5", 6'6", but then I also have to stop and think that I'd probably got myself into trouble if I was that big.
Fair enough.
So what's your go-to food before a game?
Chicken Alfredo. It's been that for a while.
That is the most go-to answer I have heard from all the players.
That's funny.
I don't know what it is about Chicken Alfredo and hockey players, but that seems to be the number one favorite.
I love it. I'll eat it before, like not even on game day. I love Chicken Alfredo. I love pasta.
What about superstitions? Are you a superstitious person? When it comes to hockey?
I used to. Like, right now my superstition is usually I go into the locker room, like, after warm-ups or whatever. Warm-ups is just kind of me just goofing off or whatever, getting warm with, like, hanging out with the boys. But then when I come in the locker room, I put my AirPods on, I do a certain 3 stretches, and then I listen to the same songs, like, in a row.
What's on your playlist?
It's like Drake. It's more like rap, I guess. So it's like, but it's like the same songs that I'll click and start, and it just goes down the order. And so while I'm getting dressed, I'll listen to those songs in the order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Beastie Boys?
I have. Yep. Heard of them. All
right.
Yeah.
That's the extent of my rap education.
Oh, really?
It kind of tells you how old I am.
I like country. Obviously, being like just getting here, I've listened to a lot, especially with Aaron. But I actually like country a lot. I've kind of found some few artists I really like and I listen to.
Cool.
But before a game, it's definitely rap.
Okay. What about a favorite jersey that you have owned?
Ooh, okay. So I have a twin, Ethan, that's back home doing university right now. And so while we grew up, our favorite team was the Vancouver Canucks. And so our favorite players were Henrik and Daniel Sedin, the twins. And I have a jersey with Henrik Sedin signature on it, and my brother has a Daniel Sedin signature on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's probably my favorite jersey I've ever had.
Cool. Outdoor or indoor ice games?
Oof. I personally never played like an actual competitive outdoor hockey game, but I think outdoor would be really cool. I think that'd really be a really cool experience.
Yep.
Like, I know a couple of guys in high school, they've done outdoor games. I think that'd be really cool to do.
Black or white?
It would just be cool. Ooh, white. White's for winners. White is for winners.
All right.
Yeah.
Upper or lower body workouts?
Ooh. Not gonna lie, I like legs. I like lower body. It's been one of the muscle groups I'm trying to focus on lately.
Trying to build up your speed a little bit more, or?
Yeah, just like overall, just power in my legs.
Okay. How about a favorite stick?
Favorite stick. Ooh. Probably the Bauer 1X Lite. I really like that stick.
What about it that you like?
I like the looks of it. I like the feel of it. It was really whippy. Yeah, okay. I like that stick a lot. Yeah. It was super light, too. It was the lightest stick in the market when it came out. Yeah.
Biggest hockey pet peeve.
Ooh. I do not like people that don't work hard. I hate it. Especially people that are bigger than me that don't work hard. Because if I had your height and weight, I would love it, but I don't. But yeah, that's probably people like don't work hard or don't care. I hate that. Hate that.
Okay.
Don't like it at all.
So laziness on the ice?
Yeah, don't like that. If you're lazy, just makes me mad.
All right. Tucked or untucked jersey?
Ooh. I tucked my jersey in a little bit, but like not, it's just like literally like a, just like an inch into my pants, like in the back.
Okay.
But I've done that pretty much my whole life because jerseys have been way too big for me.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
So now what, because you're the same height as Aaron James, aren't you?
Like around, yeah. I think so. I don't know. I haven't really measured, but I'd say close-ish.
It's the funny thing is you can pick Aaron out on the ice real easy because when he gets to skating, he tucks his head down in there and makes the pads look so much bigger.
Aaron's fast though.
Well, yeah, he is. He is. Yeah. But with you, you don't notice it so much.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of, I need new elbow pads really bad. They're really small. But I don't know. I don't like big equipment. I kind of like more slimmer style so I can be more free.
Right.
I guess.
Well, yeah, and the bigger the equipment is going to slow you down a little bit more too.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't know. I don't like a lot of like, I like to be free in my gear. Like I don't like to be like, especially with me being smaller again, like shoulder pads, if they're like big, they're big. Like on my shoulders.
Right.
I like to like kind of more slimmer, be able to move around easier.
Okay.
Yep. Be a little more free in my gear.
Yep. Do you have a favorite team bonding memory from any team? Doesn't have to be
any team?
Yep. Doesn't have to be Americans. Just a favorite bonding memory.
Ooh. That's hard. I have a bunch of them. Like one of them was in PBAA. We went to someone's house. I can't remember. We went to go carve pumpkins, and it was just a lot of fun. Just then we played track, man. We just messed around. It was really fun. It was on the acreage though, so yeah, that was probably one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything like my favorite from this year. Like not with the whole group, but I remember me, Sammy, Dimitri, and Aaron. We went bowling, and that was a lot of fun too. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. So you're snowed in the mountains.
Okay.
In a cabin with one teammate. Your ultimate objective. Survive. You can't get out, so it's just survival. Which teammate would you want to be trapped with?
Ooh. Hey. Wow, that's a hard question.
And do you have any skills to add to it?
I don't know. It'd probably be like Leifer, just because I've just kind of been my like someone I've looked up to or kind of like just followed around ever since I've gotten here because he's a 3-year vet and I'm in his build house. But probably Leifer, Other people would be like Phil or Tariq or Jacob. I don't know. I like everyone, so it didn't really. If you put me in the mountains with anyone, I wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. Skills I would bring.
But the question is you know, it's all about survival.
Yeah.
It's not just necessarily.
If we're going on survival terms, it would be 100% be Aaron Leaf. 100%. If we needed to survive, I am confident in Aaron Leaf that we would survive.
What would you guys say about your skills?
I don't know what I would bring to the table. I don't know.
Do you fish?
I don't know.
Do you hunt? Do you?
I fish a little bit, yeah. I feel like my skill set would be more being Aaron telling me what to do and then doing it. I feel like that'd be my skill set.
Okay. So what are your hobbies?
I love golf. Love it. I just started getting into this last year. I golfed like 50 rounds. I love golf. Dirt biking. I dirt bike with my family in the mountains. That's a lot of fun too. Camping. And I guess just hanging with the fellas, with the boys. That'd be also another hobby, I guess.
So see, there you go. If you're an avid camper, then you do have skills.
Yeah, I guess. Outdoor skills a little bit.
Can you start a fire without a lighter?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, I did this, like, summer camp thing, I guess, when I was younger, and that was one of the things we had to do, so I imagine I could probably do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, there you go. See, you got something to offer. Other than
a little
just,
bit.
You know, be, following orders. So what about Great Falls is it that you like?
I really like the mountains. I like that. Just kind of cool, especially at the rink. If you like look behind it, just see the big mountain range. Honestly, I like the people here too. They're nice. I also like the freedom, because in Canada, we don't have that. Or we do, but not as much as America.
Right.
Yeah. So that's probably the three things that I've noticed most that I've liked a lot. Yeah.
You're planning on going back to Canada, though, once everything's done, aren't you, though?
Yeah. I'll go back to Canada and work. It's the only crappy thing is I'm not allowed a job here. Can't work unless I have a visa.
Oh, well, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, so I'll go work after hockey's done.
So I've heard a couple of interesting stories from a couple of the Canadian team members about crossing the border. Do you have an interesting story about crossing the border?
I don't know. Like, are you talking about like any time I've been through the border, or like coming into Montana?
Sure, anytime.
One time, like, for some reason, you're not allowed to bring fruit or, like, anything like that into the States. Like, we ate oranges, and so they confiscated our oranges, but we can bring oranges back. It was just confusing. We didn't get it as Canadians. Hmm. Yeah, but honestly, when I went to the border to come into Montana, it was pretty smooth. I guess the only thing happened was some guy was outside of his vehicle losing his mind because it was taking too long, and then he got told to go back. Yes, that was the only interesting part about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the team.
Okay.
We've got six home games coming up that are – I'm not going to say easy. I'm not going to say that you're surefire wins, but you've got definitely got a better than average chance at winning all six.
Yep.
What do you feel that you need to focus on those wins? Where do you see the team lacking at?
I feel like we just need to focus on ourselves and not focus on the other teams. I'm confident in our group of guys that we have in our room right now, and I'm sure when it locks, when we all click, it is gonna be crazy. I feel like we're gonna go and we're not gonna look back. I'm confident in our group. I just think we need to worry about ourselves, not get ourselves in trouble with the penalty box, and just work hard. Just give effort. If we give effort, I think we can beat most teams in this league, if not all of them.
I agree. I mean, I sit there and watch you all, and when you all are communicating and playing as a team,
yeah,
you are awesome. I mean, you've got it.
Yeah. I feel like that win against Bozeman on Phil's 100th game, I feel like that was one of our more complete wins as a team. Like, all game, we were positive. We wanted it. Our effort was there. And I feel like that's what helped us win and drove us to have a win.
Sure. Yep. What about your – what do you see – because one of the biggest – sometimes the loss of communication, but one of the biggest issues I see with the team is there's not a full 60 minute game.
No, yeah, that's what, like, it's, yeah, we've been struggling with that a little bit, like, sometimes, like, especially in the second period. Our second period has been our worst period all year.
Exactly, that second period is just, it's, I don't know.
I think it just comes down to, like, I guess when we go in the dressing room, it seems like, including myself, moral victories. Like, we're all like, oh, yeah, we got out of that first period. Let's go. But in time, like, and coach has been talking, telling us and teaching us that, like, and obviously we've seen against Helena and stuff, like, that's not how it works, obviously. Just because you won the first period does not mean you won the game at all.
Right.
Not even close. And that... And if you do win the first period, it's going to make the second period even harder. And you have to win that second period, others, they're going to be close.
Yep. I think a good way to look at it would be that each period is a new game.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think. That's what Greg tells us. Like, every period is like, okay, zero and out, like all the vets. You know, it's new game, 0-0.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if we're up or down. That team is going to be fresh, they're going to be hot, and they're going to be fast right off the start, and we have to be ready and expect that every single team. Doesn't matter if they're at the top of the division or bottom.
Absolutely.
There's no easy games in the Frontier Division. Everyone's pretty close.
Yep. And you know, and I hope that last weekend doesn't get into your all's heads, because it's just that, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, you all could play them next weekend. It could be your weekend, and you all could smash them.
Yeah.
You know, there's some weekends you're up, some weekends you're down. So you can't let it get to you. And I mean, you know, it happens in the professional. It happens, you know, in the NHL. You watch, I don't know how many times I've watched my team get, and it's like, really? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's like, what just happened?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like the other night, they were playing Anaheim. They were, you know, they were up by 2 points, and they just, and something happened, and they lost it all, and Anaheim come back with three unanswered goals, and that was the game. It's like, you know, first period, you were like, y'all were on fire, and then just lost.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, it happens. It, you know, you can't beat yourself up over it, and you can't, you know, focus on it. You got to just move on. Take it as a learning experience.
It's a short memory. Short memory, folks. I'm next.
Yep, that's it. That is it. Well, Ty, appreciate you, the conversation and learning about you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. I love talking to you guys. I love learning about you guys because, you know, makes it a little bit more personal for me to be able to root for y'all.
Yeah.
And I like hearing your stories. I like hearing the backstories on how you got here. It, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Every kid's got a different story.
Definitely. You know, but the one common denominator, though, I think, has been the fact that almost all of y'all have started around 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the dedication to the game is just, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the conversation, and we will definitely be there tomorrow night rooting for you.
Thank you. I'll look for you.
And good luck, and go out there and kick their asses.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll try. Give everything I have.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you.
As always, folks, stay optimistic, be good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.